This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Sounds there from funeral services today in Rome, the funeral of Cardinal Bernard Law, the former head of the Boston Archdiocese at the peak of the clergy sex abuse crisis. Pope Francis performed the final Latin commendation during Law's funeral inside St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. Well, yesterday afternoon, Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley, who was not in attendance at today's funeral, spoke to reporters about Law.
Cardinal Law was the pastor of this archdiocese when the church failed to respond to this sexual abuse of children. That failure had tragic consequences for many individuals, their families, loved ones, and the archdiocese as a whole, and it continues to do so.
But O'Malley also called for forgiveness.
Forgiveness is what Christianity is about, and that doesn't make it easy. So I appeal to people, particularly Christmas is about healing relationships and forgiveness. A big part of healing is being able to come to grips with our own difficulty in forgiveness.
NPR senior European correspondent Silvia Poggioli was at Law's funeral this afternoon, and she joins us now from Rome. Silvia, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, first of all, tell us about the funeral today. What happened? And I understand, were there protests?
No, there were no protests. First of all, you have to understand that getting into St. Peter's Basilica is no mean feat. First of all, there are tremendously long lines for tourists, and then there's a security and there's a metal detector. So it's a quite a process. And then the actual mass was at the very, very end, at the last altar, at the end of the nave of the basilica. And the reason also there were no protests is really in terms of here, certainly Italians or generally in Europe, Cardinal Law is really not that well known.
Uh-huh.
And so it wouldn't be likely that you would see protests in the square.
I see. So what role then did Pope Francis have in the funeral mass?
Very little. The mass itself was celebrated by the dean of the College of Cardinals, Angelo Soldano, together with 30 other cardinals. And that's quite a long ceremony. It's just about an hour. In his eulogy, Cardinal Soldano made no mention of the clerical sex abuse scandal involving Cardinal Law. And then, as is very much the custom in all funerals for cardinals that take place here in Rome, Pope Francis appeared only at the very end of the ceremony. He walked around the coffin, he blessed it with incense and holy water, and then he recited in Latin the ritual prayer commending the deceased to God. It was very brief, 4 or 5 minutes, and the ceremony was over.
I see. So everything then according to Catholic tradition then for the funeral of a cardinal.
Absolutely. And I could say that in general, since the announcement of Cardinal Law's death yesterday morning in Rome, and by Vatican standards, both the ceremony today and the whole treatment, it's been really without any of the very little of the pomp and circumstance that are standard in these cases. Even Pope Francis's ritual telegram to the dean of to Cardinal Soldano was very low key. There was very few words. He didn't even mention that Law had been Archbishop of Boston. Compared to, for instance, the telegram he sent for the death of a cardinal last month, it was very bland. In that other one, he spoke great words of tributes to his esteem, gratitude, et cetera, et cetera. None of that was present. So by Vatican standards, this has been really low-key, really below the radar.
Huh, that's really interesting. But Sylvia, I'm wondering, I imagine that abuse survivors, especially those listening here in Boston, might see the Vatican not making any mention of this as essentially a sin of omission. I mean, a lot of people believe that progress has not been made, or significant progress hasn't been made by the Vatican in dealing with the clergy sex abuse crisis. And to that point, I just want to play a little clip from our show yesterday when we spoke with Walter Robinson, formerly of the Boston Globe Spotlight team. And he basically said that. He said the church has yet to reckon with this crisis.
I think many of us think of the church, even under Pope Francis, of trying to move slowly from the late 17th into the early 18th century. It is not true that the church has dealt in any responsible way with the abuse.
So, Sylvia, what do you make of that?
Well, as I said, you know, the fact that they didn't mention much else is also very significant. But you're right. I mean, however low key this was by Vatican standards, I mean, victims of clerical sex abuse in Boston, elsewhere in the United States, cannot but, you know, feel tremendous anger, frustration, and worse, that Cardinal Law was never made accountable by the church. And in fact, you know, since Pope Francis has been Pope, you know, there have been great expectations. Early in his papacy, he promised to tackle the issue radically, but frankly, he has not delivered. Both a proposal to create a tribunal to put bishops who covered up abuse on trial was dropped. One of the closest aides, Cardinal Pell, the Australian, had to go home to defend himself against sexual abuse charges. Just last September, the Vatican called back a priest who was working in the Vatican embassy in Washington after U.S. authorities wanted to charge him with possession of child pornography. The Vatican said he'd be investigated here, but so far no charges have been filed. And then probably most notably, the commission that Francis himself appointed 4 years ago to advise popes on how the church can protect children worldwide is languishing. The two members who were survivors of abuse resigned in frustration, and the remaining members' terms of office have expired with no official explanation of what happens next. So there's a sense here that there may be a movement inside the Vatican that feels, let's move on. The scandals have been dealt with. Some measures have been adopted. Payments of compensation and apologies have been made. So let's not talk about it anymore.
Right.
But that seems to be the prevailing feeling right here now.
And I should note that the commission that you mentioned, Boston's current Cardinal Sean O'Malley is the head of that commission. He did not travel to Rome, to the Vatican, for Cardinal Law's funeral. Absolutely fascinating. Well, NPR senior European correspondent Sylvia Poggioli speaking to us from Rome. Sylvia, a great pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.